Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. My name is Derek Frisbee from DF Sports, and today we're going to be talking about something that I have absolutely just been itching to talk to you guys about. And for those of you who know me, you know that I've been pounding the table for the Browns to go get this guy for a long, long time. And did we go get him? Yes. And today, we just so happened to give him an extension. 3-year extension, 58 mil, 41 guaranteed. A lot of people are talking about it. So we're going to talk about it. I'm going to go in depth. We're going to talk about Jerry Jeudy, his football career as a whole, college, coming into the NFL, his career as a Denver Bronco, give some context around the reason why he's been a little bit of a disappointment, and then talk about what he could be for the Browns as well as this contract extension and what it all means. So before we talk about all of that, please be sure to subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications so you never miss an upload. Please be sure to like the video, drop a comment in the comment section. I want to know what you think. And another way that you can support the channel, 99 cents a month, become a member. That is going to put some fancy stickers in the chat next to your name, so when you drop a comment, we will see it and know that you support the channel. Now, another way that you can support the channel, other than following all the social medias at the Dogs Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, which you should already be following, join the Patreon at jointhedogs.com. That's going to get you an extra after-hour show, so if you enjoy the main show, you're going to enjoy the after-hour show even more. And also, another perk, it's going to get you in the Discord. And in the Discord, you can talk to Browns fans across the globe at any time, anywhere, anytime you want to talk. Talk about the Cavs, talk about the Browns, talk about Ohio State, draft, betting, movies, whatever you want to talk about. You don't want to miss it. You're going to want to get in the Discord by joining the Patreon. All right, so as I said in the intro, for those of you who know me, you know I have been literally pounding the table for the Browns to go get Jerry Jeudy. And going back to even when the Broncos wanted a second or a first round pick, allegedly. And obviously we didn't have a first round pick, but I was sitting here telling you if the Browns traded a second round pick, it would be worth it. And we traded a fifth and a sixth to go get Jerry Jeudy. So if you want to know how high I am on Jerry Jeudy, that should tell you. But again, what I want to do here today is I want to put all this into context. I want to talk about Jerry Jeudy from college, coming into the NFL, talk a little bit about him as a prospect, talk about his career so far in football, as a Denver Bronco, kind of put some context with what went on there and why he's been looked at as a disappointment, being the 15th overall selection in the 2020 NFL draft. So we're going to talk about all that, and then we're going to talk about him as a Cleveland Brown, what I think he's going to do, why I think this is such a huge, huge deal going to get Jerry Jeudy. And then we're going to wrap it up, talk about his contract, and kind of put everything into context because people are freaking out about it. So with that being said, Jerry Jeudy, new wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. He is 6'1", 194 pounds. He's 24 years old. He's going to turn 25 in April, on April 24th. As I said earlier, he was drafted by the Denver Broncos 15th overall in that crazy, weird Zoom draft of the 2020 NFL draft. You know, came in as a high prospect, right? Jerry Jeudy was somebody that had a very, very good reputation coming into the NFL draft. And in college, Jeudy was on a national championship team in 2017. He was the Biletnikoff winner in 2018. He was consensus All-American in 2018 and two-time first-team All-SEC in 2018 and 2019. So in college, Jerry Jeudy played 42 games, had 159 receptions for 2,742 yards with 26 touchdowns in three seasons. So Jeudy in college was in a wide receiver room that, you know, over the course of his time there, he played with Henry Ruggs, which we know how that's gone. But great receiver in college. Regardless of what happened, you know, the talent, we have to put it in context. He was playing alongside Ruggs. He played alongside Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. He played with a lot of talented wide receivers. And Jeudy regularly separated himself from the bunch. He was looked at as one of, if not the best receiver out of that core. And, you know, in three seasons at Alabama, putting up the numbers that he did, he was amazing in college football. Jerry Jeudy was a guy that obviously the Browns were not going to take and had no shot of really getting. But I remember watching Jeudy in college and being like, man, what I would do to get a guy like that on the Browns. A guy who has unreal talent and unreal skill set and consistently played at a high level while he was in college at Alabama. Now, you know, you might say, well, that's college, okay? So let's talk about him coming into the NFL. Let's talk about the combine, some of those sorts of things. So NFL Combine, this is coming from NFL.com. They give him a 6.77 prospect grade, which is a year one starter, which is looked at as great. He's on the bubble of being a Pro Bowler, which is a really high score coming into the NFL, you know, in these combine grades and such, which is a 7, by the way, for those of you who do not know. So he ranked at a 6.77. And, you know, again, looked at as this amazing prospect. He was third in production score, 22nd in athleticism, which that kind of surprised me. But he ran a 4.45 40, 1.48 10-yard split, 4.35 20-yard shuttle, had a really good combine, showed how good the talent that he has is. He is a very, very talented player. And what I found interesting, kind of doing some more research, looking back, going over what I might have forgotten about Jerry Jeudy, looking at some of this stuff, going to that NFL.com kind of sheet on Jerry Jeudy talking about him, they gave an interesting comparison for Jerry Jeudy. Now, do I agree with it completely? Probably not, but for those of you who look at this and you're like, hey, I don't know about this, they compare Jerry Jeudy coming into the NFL to Santonio Holmes, which I found fascinating. I found that very, very fascinating. So whether if you agree with that, whether if you don't, that is high, high regard as far as a comparison coming into the NFL. You know, with his conversation around him around the draft, some of the strengths they talked about, he scored in 24 out of 28 games. He's sharp with his route running and detail, fluid hips, transitions in and out of his breaks well, consistent acceleration snap to snap. All great things. But let's talk about some weaknesses that they said before he came into the NFL. Rarely challenged by press coverage, some adjustment issues, needs to maintain his speed while tracking the football, and some inconsistency with his hand-eye coordination. So when you look at Jerry Jeudy coming into the NFL, this was a guy who was looked at as, hey, this player is going to be a top 15, a top 10, possibly even higher wide receiver when he's in the NFL. A guy with amazing route running, pretty good speed, running at 4.45, tested well, great college production. You know, he really made the most of his work in two seasons at Alabama. And, you know, just all in all, Biletnikoff a winner, great player, right? Great player, great prospect coming in to the NFL. Draft comes. He's drafted 15th overall in the 2020 NFL draft by the Denver Broncos. Okay, now here we are. A lot of people talk about Jerry Jeudy and his time in the NFL. And, you know, some of the criticisms are valid. I will give you that much. But I think it's massively taken out of context. I think Jerry Jeudy's time in the NFL and, you know, Steve Smith Sr. coming out saying he's just a guy, he's a Jag, and a lot of people looking at Jeudy's career as such this huge disappointment, I think it's a lot of BS. I think it's a lot of things taken out of context and just him being unfairly treated as far as the situations that he's been in. Now, you can say the same thing about a guy who unfortunately now is in Pittsburgh, which is complete BS that that was able to happen. But with a guy like Justin Fields, everybody's coming out and having this conversation on should the Bears have kept him? What is he going to be? Whatever. And a lot of people who are saying, hey, big fan of Justin, think he's a great player, say the things as far as this is a guy who has dealt with coaching changes, he hasn't had a whole lot of help around him, all those sorts of things. Well, guess who you can say that about as well? Jerry Jeudy. So, taking a look at his NFL career, he's been in the league for 4 years now. Obviously, he's going to play his fifth-year option on the Cleveland Browns. But in 2020, his rookie season, he had 16 games played, had 856 yards, 3 touchdowns, with Drew Locke as his starting quarterback. Just throwing that out there. 2021, he had 10 games played. He had a bit of an injury. 467 yards, didn't have any touchdowns, and that was with Drew Locke, again, and Teddy Bridgewater. That's his worst career season in the NFL so far. So, obviously not great, but then comes back in 2022, has his best career season in the NFL. 15 games played, 972 yards, 6 touchdowns. This is with first year in Denver, Russell Wilson, and Brett Rippon. Okay. Then coming back, 2023, 16 games played, 758 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's with Russell Wilson, year two in Denver, and Jared Stidham. So all in all, his career in the NFL, 57 games played, 3,053 yards, and 11 touchdowns. So that is interesting, right? Now, everybody's saying that there are a lot of people who are saying that Jerry Jeudy sucks and he can't play football and he's a bust and all these sorts of things. I feel like when you put it in context, given the quarterbacks that Jerry Jeudy has had to deal with and all the coaching changes that have been made in Denver, all the scheme changes that have been made, I don't think we have seen even remotely close to the best of Jerry Jeudy that there is. Jeudy, again, has played with Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, a first-year Russell Wilson, which I know a lot of people are going to say, hey, all these, you know, you're talking about this quarterback conversation and, you know, how bad they are, but Russell Wilson, by far the best of the group, right? Take a look again. Because when I was watching film on Jerry Jeudy and looking at his NFL career, I'm here to tell you that the first year Russell Wilson in Denver, or that version of Russell Wilson, was worse than the 2019 Baker Mayfield. And I'm saying that not as a negative to Baker, but more so as Browns fans, we understand what that was. That was bad offensive scheme, a lot of interceptions, just not good. Russell Wilson might have been worse than that. Like, it was terrible. So just because you hear the name Russell Wilson, don't assume that, hey, he had a good quarterback. And he still put up 972 yards and 6 touchdowns. And that's in 15 games played. So, you know, people want to talk about, oh, he's never been a 1,000-yard receiver. If he would have played every game that season, without a doubt, he would have been. And that's actually what Jerry Jeudy today said on Twitter. So I completely agree with him on that. I think, some of that stuff has been overstated. Again, Brett Rippon, like, is that a guy that you're going to succeed with as a receiver in the NFL? No. Jared Stidham? No. So I just think Jerry Jeudy has dealt with an unfortunate situation. And we can say this about a lot of players coming into the draft. It's not really as much about the talent sometimes, it's about the fit. And based on all my research, everything, watching film, I think Jerry Jeudy has just been a terrible fit in Denver. And Courtland Sutton is a really good receiver, right? Tim Patrick is a really good receiver. They have some talent over there in Denver, but those guys are not getting help. They are not getting help at all. And I feel terrible that that's the situation they have to deal with. I feel bad for Courtland Sutton. I don't think he's going to get out of Denver, but for his sake, I hope he does, because that's another guy that I think can really go to another team and be incredibly productive. So, again, looking at all that and putting it in a context, do you think he's had a fair situation? And I understand. A lot of people are going to say, well, the great receivers find a way with bad quarterbacks. And sometimes that is the case, yes. But I do believe also system matters a lot. And in this case, I think Jeudy has not been used correctly. I don't think he was the right fit as far as style of receiver for Denver. I think they just desperately needed receiver help and took the best one available. And it has not worked out. It has not worked out at all. But now Jerry Jeudy is traded to the Cleveland Browns. The Browns tried to trade for him previously, was not able to. Denver didn't want to trade him because, again, The Broncos go out and they trade a lot for Russell Wilson. And they are in a bad situation. And they try to play it out. They try to make it work. And guess what? It didn't work. They end up cutting Russell Wilson, eating an unbelievable amount of dead cap to do so, which now Russell Wilson is in Pittsburgh, so, you know. But it didn't work out. And the Broncos are in a position where they are hitting a hard reset. And moving off players for some picks is something that they were going to do. And it just so happened that Andrew Berry was able to strike at the perfect time, trading a 5th and a 6th round pick for Jerry Jeudy. I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I'll be honest with you. I thought that the dream and the hopes were dead. I thought that there was no shot Denver was going to let Jeudy go. And not only did they let him go, but they let him go for a 5th and a 6th round pick, which is insane. This is a guy that is 24 years old. He's going to be 25 by the time the season starts. Former 15th overall pick. You heard me talk about the resume and kind of where he's been at.
This episode is brought to you by Aura. Browns fans, if you're like me, you've reached a point where so much of your daily life resides online. Think about it. Your emails, banking, utility bills, even things like online gaming and streaming. These things all create so many open avenues that put your private information at risk. Data brokers collect your information without you knowing, and they sell it to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. And that's why I started using Aura to protect my information and my identity online. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits opt-out requests for me. And right now, Dogs Podcast listeners, you guys can all get a 14-day free trial at Aura, aura.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Make sure you go to that link on your desktop or your laptop computer. And once you set up your free trial, then you can download the app and sign in to also get protection on your phone. It's a great no-commitment way to at least see how much of your information is being sold. In the first 5 minutes of starting my account, Aura identified 16 data brokers that are using my information, and it removed me from all of them. Guys, I had no idea that was even happening. I figured, you know, I'm pretty tech savvy, I'm cautious online, but there is just way too much money to be made selling your information for these brokers not to find a way. Aura provides so many features that, honestly, guys, we should all be using in today's digital age. Antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and it's all in one app right on your phone or your computer or both. Aura works 24/7 nonstop to keep you protected. Don't let these data brokers sell your personal information to any more scammers or spammers. Head to aura.com, aura.com/dogs to start your 14-day free trial. Give it a test run. See how many brokers have your information. And even if you don't want to continue after the trial, at least you have an idea how much of your data is being sold. Again, just try the 14-day free trial. I wouldn't recommend this if I didn't think it was worth your time. I value my privacy and I value all of yours too. Take control of your data today at aura.com/dogs.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
As far as what Jerry Jeudy, what I think he can be for the Browns, how is the fit? What does this mean for the Cleveland Browns? I love this. I think this is a spectacular trade. I think this is a fantastic decision, and I think you're about to find out how good Jerry Jeudy is. I've been pounding the table for him for a long time, like I said, and there's a reason. Jerry Jeudy is one of the best route runners in the NFL. No matter any criticisms as far as production, other things, drops, whatever you want to say for Jerry Jeudy, the one thing that you cannot dispute, and if you do dispute it, you're just flat out in denial, and you hate the guy for whatever reason, and you can't admit this. But Jerry Jeudy is one of the best route runners in the NFL. He's fantastic at it. He has proven at the NFL level that he can get separation, and he has shown flashes of not just being a really good receiver or a great receiver. Some of the things you see as far as the highlight side of things, he's shown flashes that he can be what he was drafted to be, which is an elite top tier number one receiver. I believe Jerry Jeudy can be that. And again, a lot of people are pointing to David Njoku when the Browns extended him. He was a guy that we've been waiting to break out, and he hasn't lived up to the hopes and the hype that, you know, some Browns fans have put on him being a first-round pick. And guess what Njoku does last year? He absolutely pops off. And he was playing like the best tight end in football, especially towards the back half of last year. David Njoku was incredible. I think this is a similar situation. I think this is a situation where Andrew Berry, who, if we know anything about Andrew Berry, he loves taking second chances on former first-round picks, guys who come in with high expectations, high hopes. This is just another situation, right? We saw the Browns go out and sign Devin Bush, which, personally, I don't like at all. I think it's stupid. I don't think it's going to work out how they hope. I think they view him as a starter, which, at best, he should be a backup. That's just my two cents on the situation. But you also have situations like Maurice Hurst, a guy who was highly touted coming into the NFL, deals with injuries and all those sorts of things, and has a great year for the Browns. And he comes back, and he's now re-signed for a year. Great decision. So sometimes these things work out, and sometimes they don't. You know, another one that didn't work out for his own reasons, but if you'll remember, the defensive tackle we signed out at Michigan State, I'm blanking on his name right now, but you get the point. He was fantastic for the Browns when he played. That's a guy you take a chance on who was formerly high draft pick, a lot of talent, hasn't worked out. My point in saying all that is I think this is another one of those situations. But this is different because this is a player who is currently 24. Like I said, he's going to be 25. And I legitimately believe that the Browns might have gotten their number one receiver for the future for a fifth and sixth round pick. Like, I genuinely believe that might be the case here with Jerry Jeudy. So, again, talking about him on the Browns, what does this mean? The Browns now have Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore as their starting three receivers, most likely. Unless Cedric Tillman pops off or David Bell pops off. Like, those are going to be your three receivers, with, of course, David Njoku at the tight end position. And it's interesting how this receiver room is built, because I was planning on talking about this trade before we even extended him. What I was going to come on here and say is the Browns are in a rough spot because at the time, you would have three receivers on expiring contracts at the end of next year. That being Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, and then Jerry Jeudy, who would have been playing out his fifth-year option. Now, we look at it and we say, okay, the Browns signed Jerry Jeudy to a three-year extension, meaning 4 years on top of the fifth-year option. And a lot of people are freaking out about this. And I want to give you some context why I think this is actually a genius move. I think this is very, very smart and makes a ton of sense. So, for the people who are very critical of Jeudy, let's just take a look at it. What is kind of the average that he played in Denver? Based on all the numbers, everything put together, at worst, he's going to be around like a 750-plus receiver, right? And at his best in Denver, he was a 972-yard receiver with six touchdowns, and that's not even playing a full season. So, in a bad situation with bad quarterbacks and bad offenses, Jerry Jeudy still was somewhat productive. He still was a playmaker for the Denver Broncos. Now he's coming to a Cleveland Browns team with a number one in Amari Cooper, who he has molded his game after. Jeudy's going to be the number two. And then you have Elijah Moore, who I think has been a bit disappointing, but Elijah Moore is not a bad player. He's okay for the role that he is. And a big thing with this past season is the Browns were massively missing that wide receiver too. And, you know, we try to force Cedric Tillman into being that, and I still am a big believer in Cedric Tillman. I think he has a lot of potential, but he just wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. And David Bell is David Bell. He's going to be a guy who is a sure-handed receiver. But in all reality, if we're just being honest, David Bell is a depth piece. Like, that's just what he is. So the Browns had to go out and get a number two. Like, this was a pivotal part of the offseason. And, you know, you got to make the most of what you have of your on your roster. And with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, who is a guy who you traded 2 years ago, actually a couple of days ago, it was 2 years ago to that day. You go out, you trade three first-round picks, you give him the fully guaranteed $230 million contract. You have to make the most out of your investment, and you have to find out what you have in Deshaun Watson, because Deshaun Watson has played 12 games in two seasons. He's dealt with the suspension in year one, and he had moments where he played, I thought he played fine at some times in his first season for the Browns, but that wasn't his offense, that wasn't his team, that was Jacoby Brissett's offense and structure. That's a little bit different of a conversation. Year two of Deshaun Watson, you have the injury. And even at that, Deshaun was inconsistent. The Browns have to figure this out. You absolutely have to figure out this situation with Deshaun Watson. And a big part of that is offensive structure, which the Browns have gone out, fired Alex Van Pelt, brought in Ken Dorsey, which, you know, that's been talked about at length now. But Ken Dorsey, I think, is going to be a huge, huge factor in helping Deshaun Watson. Ken Dorsey was there when Cam Newton was at his best. He got Josh Allen to play very, very, very well. And I think Deshaun Watson is going to be a much better quarterback. But the critical part is health, right? With all this conversation around Deshaun Watson, the biggest thing is keeping him healthy, because these injuries start to pile up, and we know how that goes. So, more so than the play is keeping Deshaun on the field. But while he's on the field, like I said, surround him with the best weapons that you can. So when people talk about why did the Browns give Jerry Jeudy this contract, his base salary is $14 million. Now, to some people, that might sound like a lot of money. A lot of money for a guy who hasn't cracked 1,000 yards, even though he absolutely would have if he played more than 15 games that year. Just throwing that out there. So, I wanted to take a look at some of the wide receivers around the NFL and tell you how much they're being paid and put that in context next to Jerry Jeudy. So Jeudy next year, like I said many times now, $12 million on the fifth year option. How much money do you think Jacoby Myers is getting paid? $11 million. How about Alan Lazard? $11 million. How about Darnell Mooney? $13 million. Gabe Davis? $13 million. DeAndre Hopkins? $13 million. Now, out of everybody on that list that I named, the obvious set-apart guy there is DeAndre Hopkins. But when you're talking about Jerry Jeudy versus DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Jeudy is an investment. This is a guy who has yet to pop off that you're investing in and you're believing that he can be the guy that he was expected to be. DeAndre Hopkins is, you know, he's in the back half of his career. Who knows how much longer he's going to be around the NFL. So while he's still a really good player, for the Browns, you need to have some long-term help here. You need to have a long-term plan at the wide receiver position. Because again, Cooper, you got to make a decision on. What are you going to do there? Elijah Moore, you got to make a decision on. And then Cedric Tillman, you're waiting to see what he can be. David Bell, I feel like you kind of know what he is. But do the Browns feel comfortable giving him a bigger role? All those questions matter. And when you look at it in context like that, would you have rather the Browns go out and trade for Jerry Jeudy and extend him on what they did, again, base salary, $14 million around there per year, or would you rather the Browns go out and get Gabe Davis for $13 million per year? Would you rather the Browns go out and get Darnell Mooney for $13 million a year? Right? So when you put it in context like that, big difference. Big, big difference. Personally, I would much rather have Jerry Jeudy on this team than any of those guys. Right? That's just me. That's just me. I don't know about you. If you feel different, feel free to share in the comment section. I would love to hear it. But Jerry Jeudy, at least on my side of things, I think he can be great. I really do. For next year, I think Jerry Jeudy is a 1,150-yard receiver. I think he can give you 7 to 8, maybe more, touchdowns. I'm expecting that sort of production out of Jerry Jeudy. And that's the standard I'm going to hold him to, because that is how good he could be. This is a guy who I feel like is a perfect fit on the Browns. This is a guy who is an amazing route runner. He is fast in and out of his breaks, gets separation. He can hit you with the speed, which is another thing the Browns have desperately needed. Again, Jeudy ran a 4.45. This is exactly what we needed at the wide receiver position, and you go out and you get it in Jerry Jeudy. And now he's here for 4 years, at least for 4 years. So there is absolutely no excuses for Deshaun Watson. Absolutely none. And I'm of the opinion that the Browns are going to find out about Deshaun next year, right? If he can't stay healthy, I think you start to look elsewhere, because you can't keep dealing with not having your guy on the field. If he comes out and he plays terrible, that's another thing. Maybe you start looking at other options. And the Browns have done that. The Browns have gone out, despite the controversy, signed Jameis Winston. They go out and they sign Tyler Huntley. So the going through the five different quarterbacks that we went through last year, the Browns are preparing. Like, they are making it so it is little to impossible to have a bad year, right? We are going out and doing everything we can to make this work and to have success, which is awesome. So, again, all the options the Browns could have signed. Receivers are getting crazy, crazy money. So I'm going to compare side to side, and I think you're going to be able to figure out which one is Jeudy, probably. Going to compare side to side Jerry Jeudy and another player who got a contract extension, and just compare everything, just to see what you think. Compare the prices, all those sorts of things. So, player one is 26 years old, going to be 27. He had 341 receptions, 3,752 yards, averaged 11 yards per, and 15 touchdowns. Player B is 24, about to be 25, 212 receptions, so a lot less receptions, 3,068 yards, average 14.5 yards per, and has 11 touchdowns. Okay. So, pretty comparable as far as numbers wise, right? Player B, a lot less receptions and about 700 yards less as far as the yards. You know, a difference of 4 touchdowns, but there's an age gap of about 2 years. So, if you haven't figured it out, player B is Jerry Jeudy, right? Jerry Jeudy is 24, going to be 25. Those are his career stats. Player A is Michael Pittman Jr. Michael Pittman got paid $23.3 million per year. So, when you look at that, right, if somebody mentions Michael Pittman, a lot of people are like, yeah, he's a great young receiver, awesome. But a lot of people, for whatever reason, when they say Jerry Jeudy, there's a negative there. There's some negative hate, for whatever reason, with Jerry Jeudy. And for me personally, it makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. I think he's been given an unfair deck of cards to play with. I really do. And I think this is a guy that is going to be special. And again, if you're one of these people that you just flat out don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. And I understand being skeptical. I understand being like, hey, what has he done to deserve the contract? What has he done to deserve the extension? And what I will say is this. The base salary of $14 million per year in a year or so is going to look dirt cheap. It is going to look absolutely dirt cheap. Again, Lazard, Jacoby Myers, those guys are $11 million, and that's wide receiver 2-3, right? I like Jacoby Myers, but, you know, is it that? You know, but Alan Lazard, like 11 mil. Darnell Mooney, who I like a lot, but he's wide receiver 3 at $13 million. Gabe Davis was a guy that was linked to the Browns. I was never a fan of Gabe Davis. I think he's massively overrated. And he's at $13 million. So contracts for wide receivers are just going up and up and up. And for the Browns, getting Jerry Jeudy, extending Jerry Jeudy, gives you some long-term security at the wide receiver position outside of just Cedric Tillman and David Bell. And that is huge. And I think, I really do, I genuinely believe Jerry Jeudy can be wide receiver 1 for this team. I know there's a lot of concerns. I know he needs to go out there on the field and prove it for a lot of you. And I completely understand that. But when you look at his career in football as a whole and you put it all into context, I think it tells you a much different story than what the perception is from a lot of people. And I think it's completely unfair to Jerry Jeudy. I think that, again, he's been given a horrible situation. And I think he's going to break out in Cleveland. I think Jerry Jeudy, when it's all said and done, we're going to look at and say, man, that was an amazing, amazing trade. We've said that with Amari Cooper how many times now? Amari Cooper has been a guy who was looked at as washed. He was looked at as a has-been. And he's come into Cleveland, and he has played out of his mind. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver every year. He's been a pivotal piece of the offense. He is wide receiver 1. Jerry Jeudy has molded his game around Amari Cooper. He is a huge, huge fan of Amari Cooper. And to be able to be in the same room with a guy like that and learn from and grow from, I think is going to be absolutely huge from Jerry Jeudy. Now, I know I've been kind of maybe going in circles a little bit. I'm trying to give you your context here. But the last thing I wanted to say while we're talking about receiver and we're talking about Jerry Jeudy, I want to talk about the draft real fast, because I talked about the receivers that I think the Browns should draft, talked about how good of a class this is. So I want to mention really fast, what does bringing in Jerry Jeudy mean for the Browns heading into the draft? I still believe the Browns should draft a wide receiver. I think the Browns absolutely should draft a wide receiver, and I think they should draft it with their second round pick. This class is way, way too talented to not pick one. And looking around the division, it's gotten even harder. And for the Browns, despite re-signing or extending Jerry Jeudy and securing him being here for a while, again, it's Jeudy, it's Cedric Tillman, and it's David Bell. Some of you might be comfortable with that. Me personally, I am not. Now, do I want Amari Cooper to be here long term? Absolutely. I'd love to see the Browns extend Amari Cooper. But with what wide receivers are getting on the open market, Calvin Ridley and Amari Cooper are the same age. Calvin Ridley's getting paid like 23.5 mil per year. I don't think the Browns are going to be able to do that. Now, would maybe Cooper take a little bit of a structure to help out the team? I don't know. That's not for me to say. But one thing I can tell you is I think it's pretty much a guarantee one of Amari Cooper and or Elijah Moore will be gone. Now, if that is the case, I think that's a hole you're going to have to fill. And too much talent in this draft not to fill that hole. So I think the Browns have a unique opportunity here where they can look at the wide receiver room currently and say, That's good enough to go into next year. Like, that's talented enough. It's a lot there. And I agree. I actually do agree. I think this wide receiver room, as it currently stands, is good enough to go into next year and say, hey, Deshaun, no excuses. You have the talent to work with here. But I'm very big on building for the future. And I'm very big on looking at it from a different perspective. And, you know, now that we pay Judy, depending on what happens with either Elijah Moore or Amari Cooper, I don't think the Browns are in a position where they're going to want to go out and spend more money at the wide receiver position. So how do you do that? How do you keep adding to that position group? You do it through the draft. And there's a ton of guys that I think would match up perfectly with what the Browns want to do. I think it would make a ton of sense. And I think the Browns should go get one of those guys for sure. Absolutely. So as much as I love Jerry Jeudy and as great of a deal as I think it is, I don't think that should stop you from continuing to build this wide receiver room. So again, Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett, Roman Wilson, Troy Franklin, one of those guys. And there are multiple others. But, you know, if you have the opportunity to go get one of those guys, you do it. And you can say, hey, that's a guy that's going to be our receiver two or receiver maybe one, depending on how good they are, right? And you can build around that. So I still believe it makes too much sense to take a receiver in this draft, despite getting Jerry Jeudy. But you wouldn't be relying on him, right? Browns of the past, you draft Corey Coleman, and you're like, hey, this receiver's got to come in and be great for us because you have nobody. And guess what? He sucked. You don't have to do that, right? You can bring a guy in the draft, a guy that you think is a talented receiver, and you're not going to rely on him, or you're not going to have to rely on him in year one, right? Kind of what the Browns did with Cedric Tillman, but we traded DPJ, kind of forced him into a bigger role. The Browns don't have to do that now, but it still makes a lot of sense building for the future. So that's my opinion on the matter. I know Jerry Jeudy is a hot, hot subject right now, and there's a lot of people saying a lot of really unfair things. And is he perfect? Has he been perfect? No. But again, this is a guy who is young, who has an amazing skill set, who has been in a terrible opportunity, and now you bring him over to Cleveland. You're paying him, in context compared to some of these other guys, not too big of money, in my opinion. I don't think the contract is crazy, and especially given in a year or two what these contracts might look like and the cap increasing, I think it's going to look dirt cheap. So I think this is a monumental thing from Andrew Berry. I think, again, we're going to look back at this and we're going to say, man, that was a big, big deal trading for Jerry Jeudy. But now, it's on you. It's on Deshaun Watson, number four. You got to be the one to take this team. You have to take this team by the horns, and you have to lead them into victory. Because last year and the year prior, you know, this fan base is not sold. And this fan base is desperate to have Deshaun Watson be the guy he needs to be. Andrew Berry is doing everything he can, as far as offensively, to go out and help Deshaun Watson. And now's the time to prove it. We're going into year three of Deshaun Watson being the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. A, stay healthy. B, on the field. And B, produce. And now he has everything he needs to produce. So I know this has been a little bit of a longer video. I hope that you found this to be helpful. I enjoy talking about this. Again, I'm a huge, 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 huge believer in Jerry Jeudy. And I'm a huge believer in Deshaun Watson. But am I going to blindly advocate for the guy? No. You got to produce. Same thing for Jerry Jeudy. As great as I think he can be, got to produce. And I believe he will. So with that being said, we are now going on about 45 minutes, so if you stuck around here to the end, thank you very much. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. in the comment section below. Please let me know what you think. Don't forget to follow the channel, turn on your notifications, like the video. Again, my name is Derek Frisbee from DF Sports. Appreciate you watching. Let me know your thoughts, and we will see you in the next one. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.